Happy, happy Wednesday morning. Hope the sun is shining where you're at. I'm grateful that the Lord once again has brought us here to laugh and have fun and just enjoy one another's company, and to definitely give him all praise and all glory because he and he alone deserves it. The scripture this morning is going to come out of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. If you are looking for it in your Bible, it's right after Galatians, Colossians, I believe, then 1 Thessalonians. Let's pray, and then we will go into the Word and see what God has for us. Father, we honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for being the good, good God that we serve, that we worship, that we honor, that we give thanks to, Lord. God, I honor you, and I give you praise for continuing to give us a word, for continuing to speak to us through whatever means that you desire. I thank you this morning that we shall not be afraid, we shall not worry, but in all things we should give thanks, and all things we should express our thanks to you, because God, you're showing us your good, you're showing us your love, you're showing us your forgiveness, Lord, and I thank you for opening our eyes to show us things we've never seen before. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will see the light on the inside of us, that they will see our good works and glorify you in heaven, because you deserve it all. We pray these things by faith in you, considering them done, and we honor you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Verse 19, "Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecy. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." Verse 23, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 16 again, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I want to talk about the next few moments, or I guess for the next few moments, about saying thanks. I know with our kids sometimes when, you know, we're out and about or whatever it may be, and somebody blesses them or whatever the situation may be, if they don't say thank you, Alex or myself will say, "Now what do we say?" And here the past month, maybe a couple months, I've really been talking to our kids about, I don't want to say that anymore. I don't want to say, "Hey, now what do we say?" And then you respond based off what I said. I want you to respond when someone does something for you, or you get a gift or whatever it may be, out of your own gratefulness. I want you to give thanks because that's what you want to do. So a few days ago, my friend Staceland, that God touched, and I know God healed, that I'll probably talk about for the rest of my life. I'm not big on, you know, when God does a miracle, talking about it for 1 week. I'm going to talk about it for the rest of my life. But him and his wife, Lacey, came over to our house. And even though I wasn't here, which I'm learning to forgive them for coming by when I wasn't here, but they came by and they told Joshua and Isabel and Alex, you know, "Thank you for thinking of them." Staceland said, "Listen, thank you for praying for me." And Staceland sent me a message that forever changed my life, and it encouraged me. He said, "Alan, you'd have been so proud of your kids. They looked me dead in the eye. They said, 'Thank you.' And they said, 'Thank you for coming by. Thank you for sharing.' They were very respectful." And when I began to think about this, I was so grateful that Joshua and Isabel could express to my friend that they were thankful for what he was saying. They were thankful for what God had done. They were thankful in their own hearts, and they could express that. You see, it's one thing to be thankful and not express it, but it's a whole different other thing to be thankful and to show someone, or to show God what's going on the inside of us. You may argue and say, "God, Alan, God knows what's on the inside of me. Absolutely true. But why does the Bible say in all things be thankful? Why does the Bible say that to enter into his presence, we enter in with thanksgiving? Why does the Bible say, listen, if you're thankful, then it consecrates everything? Why is it so important to God that he tells us that we should show thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the literal act of giving thanks. It's an action. It's not something that just happens on the inside of us. You see, when we talk about at church, we talk about paying our 10% and, you know, paying our tithes and our offerings and doing things to God. One thing I love that they say at church is the tithe is not about getting something, God getting something from us. It's not about God needing our 10% to make things happen. On the contrary, it's actually God trying to get something to us. You see, God, the Bible says that God esteems his word above himself, meaning that whatever God says is absolutely the way it's going to be. And if God says that if we'll pay our tithes and offerings, that he'll open up the storehouse and give us a blessing that we cannot contain, that's just simply the way it's going to be. So when God tells us to pay our tithes and offerings, it's God trying to get something to us. And in the same way in this scripture in 1 Thessalonians that tells us in all things to give thanks, that is another example of God trying to get something to us. In my marriage, in our marriage, it may surprise many of you that I'm the one that likes to talk. I'm the one that I want to express if there's an issue or problem or argument, whatever it may be, I want to talk about it over and over and over again until I feel like it's resolved. But I'll talk to Alex sometimes, but you didn't say this and you didn't blah, blah, blah. But in her actions, she showed me she was grateful. In her actions, she showed me that she loved me. In her actions, she did this. But I expressed to her sometimes, I'm like, listen, I want you to confirm it. I want you to tell me you love me 1,000 times a day. Or she wants me to tell her I love her before I leave the house, whatever it may be. But she wants to know, and I want to know that we appreciate each other. We're thankful for each other. And in the scripture, when Paul is talking to us and he's saying, pray without ceasing, and in every situation, give thanks. The reason that I believe God wants us to be thankful and to show thanksgiving is because it changes our attitude. It is absolutely impossible today, brothers and sisters, that if you are in the act of thanksgiving, if you are giving thanks to God, then it is absolutely impossible for certain other emotions to be present. You see, I can't be sad, or I can't be mad, or I can't show unforgiveness if I'm telling God that I'm thankful for his forgiveness. If I tell God I'm thankful for his mercy, then that makes me look at the situation that if he's showing me mercy, then I need to show my wife mercy. If he's showing me mercy, then I need to show my business partner mercy. If he's showing me love and gratefulness and he's showing me forgiveness, then I absolutely have to look at it and show him and show these other people in my life the same exact things. You see, when we're being thankful, it makes us adjust our own attitude. But I don't think it's enough this morning for us just to be thankful on the inside of us. I think people around us are waiting for us. They're needing us to show our acts of thankfulness. I think sometimes, especially in my life, when someone tells me, thank you, Alan, for this, or I want to show you how thankful I am for what you do or what you did or what you said or what you prayed, whatever it may be, it forces me to look at the situation and to give God the glory that he deserves. But if I'm saying, listen, I'm a quiet person, I'm a person that don't want to show how thankful I am, I don't want to express it, and absolutely your expression to God will look different than mine. But there still has to be an expression. There still has to be something on the inside of you that tells God how grateful you are, and you literally have to act upon your emotion. You have to act upon how thankful you are for what he's done for you and your family. You see, so many times in our life, I believe God does something, God shows us something, and we tell him thank you, and then we go on about our business. We go on and we forget to show God our gratitude, or we think that people already know how thankful we are. And I want to challenge you this morning is don't think that people in your life know how thankful you are. Don't take it for granted that someone knows how much you appreciate them. Don't take it for granted that someone knows how much you love them. Don't take it for granted that someone knows how much and how thankful you are for the gift or the act of kindness or the prayer or whatever it may be. Because I promise you, brothers and sisters, this morning is that people in our lives are waiting for us to express what's on the inside of us. It's what's going to encourage them. I think about my brother Staceland that can absolutely sing. God, he can sing. And I was thinking about this morning. I was like, you know, I don't remember any time in my life that someone's told me thank you for singing behind me or beside me at church. I don't ever recall a time that Alex said, Alan, I really appreciate you yelling at the top of your lungs before Bible study, praying and singing. And I mean, I'm still going to do it, but I don't recall a time that Alex ever told me thank you. Now, there's different reasons for that, but I know that after Staceland sang last Sunday that many, many people told him thank you. Thank you for singing. Thank you for believing. Thank you for the way that you worship the Lord God. Thank you that you didn't give up. Thank you that you're standing on this stage. You see, because they were showing, and I want to show my thankfulness to him, then that will encourage him and that will inspire him and that will undoubtedly make him and cause him to be thankful to God. You see, when Paul in the scripture tells us in all situations, be thankful, it's really easy to say, but it's really, really hard to do. When some of the disciples were locked up in prison, the Bible says that they were singing psalms. They were singing psalms of thankfulness. They were singing psalms of praise and worship to God. That's a hard thing to do. And a lot of us this morning are going through some struggles or our families going through some pain, and it's hard to be thankful. Why is it so hard to be thankful and to show your gratitude in hard situations? It's because it makes you and me this morning make a choice. You see, we either have to be mad and sad or we have to be glad and happy and grateful to God. You see, sometimes when I'm singing praises to God, I do not feel like it. I don't feel strong in the Lord. I don't feel like things are going to go my way. But what God is showing me and teaching me definitely here lately, if I'm willing to tell him how thankful I am to him, then he's willing to change my situation. It's the very reason that when you are, or you've went on a cruise or been to a third world country or whatever it may be, when you see how the people live, when you get back home, you look at it and probably most of us, if not all of us, have said, man, I need to be grateful for where I live. But if you compare your situation to somebody you think that has it better than you, then it doesn't bring acts of thankfulness. But when you look at somebody in a different country or a homeless person, whatever it may be, and you compare your situation to theirs, it does make you grateful. But I want to challenge us this morning to know that we don't have to compare our situations to anybody else's. We were all sinners. We all didn't deserve the goodness and grace of God. And I believe the word that God has for us this morning is exactly the same word that Alex and me share with our kids quite often, is when we say, listen, now what do you say? We want them to respond saying thank you, but glory to God this morning, I believe God's given us an opportunity to tell him how thankful we are. God, I'm thankful that I have breath in my lungs. God, I'm thankful that I didn't go through this or get a speeding ticket a couple days ago. Hallelujah. Because boy, I deserved one. And I need to slow down. That's a word for me. But this morning when Paul is telling us, listen, in all things, pray without ceasing, be thankful in everything, rejoice. That's how we get into the presence of the Almighty King. Your thankfulness is the key that will unlock many, many doors in your life. Many, many doors. I was talking to a coworker a couple days ago, Allie's her name. I don't know, year and a half ago. I'm terrible with time, but I love to go to Subway. I go to Subway pretty much every day. Get some white bread, bacon, pepper jack cheese, salt and pepper on there. That's all I want. It's bacon cheese sandwich. It's delicious. I absolutely love it. But when I would go to this particular Subway, I met this lady, and man, she was good at her job. She was really friendly and nice and all these things, and we began to become friends. So over the course of, I don't know, 6 months or so, we had an opening at the pharmacy, and instantly, when I thought, you know, do I know anybody, I thought of this lady at Subway. So a couple days ago, Allie was talking to me, and she said, listen, Alan, I just need to tell you thank you. She said, I need to tell you thank you for giving me a chance to work here. Thank you for considering me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And she's made the best of it. Man, her life has completely changed. It's a glory to God. It's an amazing thing. But when she came back to me just to say thank you, it didn't make me want to harm her or anything. It made me want to help her. It inspired me to know that God can talk to me, little old Alan in Dalton, Georgia. He can talk to me to help change people. And brothers and sisters, God is speaking to you. And by your thankfulness and you showing thankfulness to other people, you will change people's life for the glory of God. You see, I'm grateful this morning that Brother Kevin started this Bible study whenever, and Coach Pardee called me and asked me to be a part of it, because before, a couple years ago, I was absolutely terrified of speaking every week. I used to tell my apostle, I'm like, listen, I don't know how in the world you come up with a word every week. It's too much. When she asked me to come down there and preach once every year, 6 months, whatever it used to be or is, whatever, I can get a word for that, but she's delivering a word every single week, and it's a good word. And I looked at her, and I'm like, listen, I don't understand how that's possible. And she kind of brushed me off. She goes, oh, you could do it too, because it's God. And over the past couple years doing this Bible study, it's made me be thankful that God has delivered a word, that God has been the one to speak to us, that God has been the one to be so, so on time every single Wednesday morning. And I have people tell me, thank you for that word that I didn't even know gets to hear it. I have people's lives change because they get to hear a word just because we're thankful to God. It's a simple word this morning, but in closing, I want to challenge us. I want to challenge us to do exactly what the scripture says. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, it's all through the book of Psalms, it's in Colossians and Galatians. It is something that through Genesis all the way to Revelation that God tells us to be thankful. Not sit still and be thankful, but to show acts of gratitude, to literally show us, to show him and to show other people how thankful we are. Brothers and sisters, I know life's hard. I know we go through trials and tribulations, but I promise you, if we can learn this simple act of being thankful, then it'll change our attitude. It'll change our viewpoint. It'll absolutely make us make a choice that we want to be sad rather than be grateful. We want to be mad rather than be content and full of peace and joy and love. You see, this morning we have an opportunity. You and I have been presented an opportunity to show others around us how thankful we are. I don't think I'll ever hear somebody tell me, thank you, Brother Alan, for singing so loud, because I'm not a very good singer. I'm not terrible, but I'm just not a very good singer. And I'm okay with that. But it will not stop me from showing God how thankful I am for every single day of my life. It will not stop me from showing God how thankful I am my brother Staceland can get up on that stage and sing songs of worship and praise to the King. It won't stop me from telling Brother Kevin, thank you for this opportunity. It won't stop me from telling my wife, thank you for the woman that you are. It won't stop me from telling my dad, thank you, Dad, for never giving up on me. You see, this morning, brothers and sisters, your thankfulness is the key to open doors for people in your life. And I pray this morning that we fall short. Yes, we mess up. But I pray that we get back up with thankfulness in our hearts. I pray that when we don't feel like it, we'll still tell God how good he is. I pray that we don't have to look at somebody else's situation to know how good we have it in this world. Let's pray. God, I honor you. I thank you for our word of thankfulness, God. And I know it's a very, very simple word, but God, it is a very powerful word.
It's a word that changes us. It's a word that inspires and strengthens us. And I thank you this morning for you being good enough to send your son Jesus to die on the cross for all of our sins. And I thank you that you didn't leave him there, God, that on the third day, Lord Jesus, you got up from that grave and you rose back to be with the King of Glory. I thank you that you sit at the right hand of the Father making intercessions for us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are there to comfort us, that you are there to strengthen us, that you are there to never, never leave us. God, you are good. And this morning, us being thankful forces us to look at your goodness. Us being thankful forces us to look at your love and your mercy and your grace. So God, I pray that you'll give us hearts of thanksgiving. Hearts that never want to be the same again. Hearts that will come after you no matter the cost. And God, we honor you and we thank you for all these things. And we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen.